last week, our community was left absolutely devastated by the tragic loss of two men on the R236 through St Johnson. And my thoughts and the thoughts of everyone locally are first and foremost with the families and loved ones of those the two men who lost their lives, and obviously the young man who is still fighting his injuries. But tragedies like this also force us to look honestly at the road itself and ask whether more could be done to make it safer. And as we know, that road runs straight through the heart of St Johnson Village, and people locally have been raising concerns about traffic speeds there for quite some time. And this motion that I wanted to bring today, asking for traffic calming measures, isn't about blame, it's about prevention. And if there are practical measures that can slow traffic and protect pedestrians and motorists, then I think we have a duty to examine them.
Now, the motion didn't get to come to today's meeting. When are you hoping now to be able to pursue it?
Well, I'll be bringing this motion back to the municipal district at the next meeting. So the first opportunity that I get, I'll be bringing the motion and I'll be submitting it. And look, nobody's saying that simply submitting a motion such as this is going to solve the problems that exist on the R236 through St Johnson. But I think, you know, what we need to do is start that process of making sure that whatever traffic calming measures would be appropriate at that location are installed. And I think, you know, one of the questions that people in the community are asking is why there was one speed bump installed on the Lifford side of St Johnson, but none on the other side of the village. And those are questions that I think it's fair to ask now, particularly given the large amount of incidents that have occurred at this location.
And am I right in saying it was a logistics thing? Was how the meeting wasn't going to be able to come to the meeting today because it's done remotely?
Yeah, so I think where the difficulty arose this morning was that the standing orders state that an emergency motion must be signed by at least three members of the municipal district and be submitted prior to 12 o'clock on the morning of a meeting. And now, unfortunately, I had submitted that via email because we are required in Lifford Stone Order to meet remotely. But unfortunately, another elected member took issue with this. But I will absolutely be submitting this motion to the next meeting.